This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
I'm here today with Joel Tenge, the Managing Director for External Relations for the Gavi Alliance. We're talking today in the wake of the Gavi Alliance's first pledging conference held in London on June 13th. Joel, thanks for speaking with us today. First off, congratulations on the very positive outcome of your first ever pledging conference.
Thank you.
And there was a lot of speculation about whether Gavi would be reaching its ambitious $3.7 billion target at this pledging conference. And in the end, Gavi actually surpassed the goal by $600 million, with commitments totaling $4.3 billion. So, Joel, what does this kind of support from donors mean for Gavi and for the vaccine agenda in general as we move forward?
What does it mean? Well, the fact that a child dies every 20 seconds of a vaccine-preventable disease used to be totally ignored, and it's now front and center of the health and development dialogue. That's a big change. The modern vaccine technology is now available at increasingly affordable prices. Developing countries are eager to roll them out because of the clear evidence of impact of those vaccines, impact on health, impact on the economy, impact on families. The last shoe, therefore, dropped this month when the donor countries and private sector groups more than doubled their commitment to make these technologies available to children in the developing world. So for us, it's kind of a perfect storm, a chance at last for poorest children worldwide to get a healthy start. For example, it used to take decades before a new vaccines available in the US and Europe would find their way to Africa. We're reducing this terrible equity gap to years or even months. And we're rolling out new vaccines against the top killers of children in the developing world, pneumonia and diarrhea. It could not have happened without a solid track record. It couldn't have happened with, you know, demonstrated impact and cost effectiveness. But really, the ambition is fantastic. It is, we're able now, with the support offered, to vaccinate 250 million children and save more than 4 million lives. It's now possible. It's really a watershed in our views on health and development. And we hope that it will also be a rallying call for immunization and rallying call for health, something that demonstrates that one can measure the impact of foreign aid, that one can have significant results with those investments, and a bit of a reminder to the world of the great wins with vaccines since, for example, the smallpox eradication.
Great, and several past donors recommitted to Gavi with substantial funding, but there were some new interesting donors as well. Can you tell me about some of the new donors who committed at the conference and a little bit more about Gavi's plans for retaining and expanding this kind of broader support?
Well, retaining and expanding is critical. In fact, this expanded support is timely because we're seeing a clear trend towards more demand, increased demand from countries that will bring us beyond the volumes we had planned in 2009. For example, we had twice more countries apply this year for the funding round, and the recent price drops should encourage future demand. So keeping the momentum will be really essential. First and foremost, we need to ensure that the pledges made are delivered through effective appropriation with bipartisan support. But we also need to continue to build worldwide support, and in that way we were very encouraged with Japan joining as a new donor, and therefore bringing the G8 to its full breadth of support. But Gavi's future lays with successful engagement of the G20 and emerging economies as well, with whom we have started a dialogue about integrated support. And what I mean by that is it's about funding, but it's also about bringing the capacity of developing large volumes of vaccines at low prices, or bringing further security into the supply of vaccines worldwide. And those are all the essential component. And last but not least, we had new private sector entrants in addition to great public sector support and new donors like Japan and Brazil. We had actually private sector firms like Anglo American, groups like Absolute Return for Kids, who actually committed support to Gavi, and they're kind of the first efforts of Gavi to reach a different audience, and in particular, we're hoping to partner with private sector because we have great measurable results, a powerful cause, and amazing champions. And that's a really winning formula for private sector folks to be willing to join.
certainly coming out with a big success story, but what do you see moving ahead as the biggest challenges facing Gavi in terms of programming the new money to meet demand and expand access to vaccines?
The first thing is deliver, deliver, deliver. And for us, that means measure, measure, measure. You get what you really manage what you measure, and we'll be very careful in looking at how we're progressing in terms of rolling out the vaccines on the ground, how much we're helping countries, including ministries of health, but also ministries of finance, for their own commitments in their investments, and somehow explore how we can go further and faster, what we need to do better to actually implement the programs. But also, it's about delivering more sustainable prices and supply security, so doing what we call the market-shaping work, not assuming that because you aggregate demand and you aggregate supply, you've created a healthy market. You have created a market, but it has inefficiencies, and we need to actively drive at removing the hurdles in and making it an efficient market that brings new market entrants and drops the prices to affordable, sustainable level, as well as ensure supply security. But I would also venture to say that a third challenge for us will be to raise the coverage of vaccination in general and to reach the unreached child. 20% of children around the world are not reached by any vaccination whatsoever. So what we call that fifth child globally and may mean many more children in countries that we need to reach out to in the most impoverished community, the least supported regions in the countries, and that's the kind of work that we need to be day after day seeking to deliver. For example, you know, in India, there's a very large number, possibly about 45% of number of children unimmunized worldwide, actually right there. And we need to think about how we can make that happen.
Well, Joelle, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us today. It's certainly an exciting time for Gavi, so we'll be looking to see what's coming up in the future. To learn more, you can go to the CSIS Center for Global Health Policy website at www.smartglobalhealth.org. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.